This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How are you doing, America? It's been a very crazy week. I don't know about you. It's been a very crazy week where I've been because we keep having weather. Well, one day it's 70. The next day it's 25. And all of you know, you've heard me on the air last week where I was fighting this brutal cold. And, you know, you can only cough drop yourself to death so much. And all the advice, take Zyrtec D, which, of course, I feel like a criminal because meth heads, apparently, it's a substance they use to make meth. So you have to show them your license, and it's not – they get it from locked up behind the counter. But somehow that seems to be working for me the best. I'll just say that. And this Zyrtec D thing, I'm not advertising for them, I'm just telling you what the deal is. And taking lots of green tea. Oh, I am a green tea hound now just because it's that honey and green tea and, you know, all that stuff. I know you can relate to me. Everett in Washington, see how the weather switches a lot in Seattle. Some of you are listening in Portland and even our friends in Sarasota. Sometimes you get some wicked, crazy weather in Florida and Arcadia where it's hot. I mean, really great temperatures, and then pff, they plummet. But that's not happening too much right now in the Sunshine State. They're not having that big of a problem compared to, I think, if you look at a map of the United States. All right, so let's move on to what I call the quick hits of the day. The biggest story of really the day and this week is all the Senate confirmation hearings, politically speaking anyway. And do you care about it? You're listening to me. You care about it. Why do you care about it? Because that person is representing us. That person is in a position where they're dealing with world leaders. That person is, in a way, the first line of defense, in a sense, at the diplomatic part they are. And, you know, one of the qualities is I think there's got to be a likability. You know, some people have the ability to bridge the gap no matter the language, no matter the differences. It's a gift. And other people have the opposite effect, where no matter how schooled they are, how smart they are, blah, 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 how prestigious their background, it doesn't matter. It's a people's game. Knowing, of course, knowing diplomacy, but it's a people's game. And Rex Tillerson is the choice, is the president's choice to jump into that role. And it was a day of answering questions about everything and anything, which we clearly talked about in the first hour. I went through a couple of the big areas. Mexico, what does he think of Mexico? What about what's happening in China? What about Muslims and a Muslim immigration policy, that kind of thing? And so the buzz is he get confirmed? And the answer is he does get confirmed. And by the way, to me, this is worth a mention here at the top. I was clicking on a website, and it's called usdebtclock.org. And do you know that the debt is at $20 trillion? It's nearing $20 trillion. And the reason I clicked on this debt clock, I saw a link from Drudge and somebody else sent me a link, and it goes through everything, revenue to GDP ratio, credit card debt, student loan debt, blah, blah, blah. Frightening to think about it, isn't it? The debt nearing $20 trillion. What a great gift to leave to the people behind us. I mean, that at some point, it has to be dealt with. You can no longer say, we're playing three-card Monty, and let's just move things around. It's like sleight of hand, in other words. That's what three-card Monty is. Let's just move things around, and somehow, some way, it'll all work out in the end. No, that needs to be addressed. And hopefully on the list, somewhere on the list, because there's so much, somewhere on the list for Trump, the new president, President Trump, is going to be dealing with that. dealing with the a massive debt that we have. All right, I talked about also in the first hour and about what was happening at these, because somebody had sent in a letter. Did I know what was happening with some of the ski resorts? They actually had this massive amount of snow, and how great is that, where skiers are salivating over it, but they have to close the ski resorts. And to that, I just laughed and thought to myself in reading about California, the other added bonus, though, is the water levels have begun to fill in those area wet reservoirs. That's a good thing. Right. So the storms that smashed Northern California over the past week did have terrible effects, flash floods, mudslides, power outages, etc. But also water is pouring into those reservoirs because it has been a 5-year drought, my friends. Oh, I am broadcasting from our plush studios and in Dallas, and I have to tell you that as somebody who's gone through a drought in a couple different areas, it's the worst. I mean, it is the worst. Your water bills are ridiculous, trying to figure out the water scenario, limitations on water. I mean, water is the common denominator between us. Look at those people, for goodness sake, in Flint, Michigan, because of some idiot politicians dealing with tainted water and how that's affected their lives for the last couple of years and trying to make that right. So that's the good side of what was a lot of rain in the Bay Area. In the Bay Area, they got 2 inches of rain, 6 inches in the Santa Cruz Mountains and Big Sur. And, you know, and then that's what also was all the snow they got in the mountain areas helped in that region, too. So I just want to say there's always that other side of it. There's always the other side to consider. And that's the that's the other side. All right, here's another story that I think is interesting, because you have this president that's leaving and he still can issue pardons, right? So there was a story that broke, and you know what I wondered about this? About Chelsea Manning, remember the former Army intelligence analyst who's serving 35 years for leaking classified material? He's on the shortlist for having his sentence commuted. A decision could happen pretty soon because, of course, Manning has tried to commit suicide. Well, it would have to happen soon. Manning has tried to commit suicide twice, went on a hunger strike, and, you know, in the bid for gender reassignment. And he says, I have more, or she says, an aunt for Manning was kind of representing and said, I have more hope right now than the entire time since she was sentenced. So people are getting used to that now, because remember, this is a sex change, Chelsea Manning, because Manning at the time of being locked up was Bradley Manning, and that happened back in 2010, and we're talking about the 700,000 military files and the diplomatic cables gave him to WikiLeaks, the whole Julian Assange thing, remember that, and prosecutors said he was a traitor at the time, now she, seeking notoriety in a world of hackers and anarchists and that kind of stuff. And Manning's lawyers said that Chelsea Manning was a naive whistleblower who caused little more than mortification. Let's see what happens as to whether Chelsea gets that sentence commuted or not. All right, hang with us when we come back. Odds and Ends here on America Tonight.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Like I said, odds and ends. How about this? It's interesting. I was looking at some just kind of top headlines. The buzz in the land, right? What are other people talking about? You know how I do that? I check what's happening on the West Coast, the Midwest, the South, the Southeast, blah, 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 blah. Rex Tillerson is still, what, as I mentioned at the top, is the big story. And whether he's going to get approved as Secretary of State. Now, the other big buzz is the Trump press conference. You know, there's a lot of conversation about how many press conferences will Donald Trump do? What's that going to be like? Because, you know, now you have a new president. And how did the first press conference go? I saw snippets of it. To me, it looked fine. It looked fine. I mean, media is going to complain a lot, I think, about Donald Trump. And in a press conference, here's the thing. A president, whoever it is, it's like anybody else. Listen, as somebody who has covered athletes, politicians, you know that we've broadcast from Washington, there's just the go-to people. So there were a bunch of headlines that'll come out of that. I mean, it's like a feeding frenzy, of course. And Trump's two priorities are building the wall and repealing and replacing Obamacare. He's going to replace Obamacare with we don't know what. He's going to name his Supreme Court nominee within a couple of weeks of his inauguration. He said that. So I don't know that that's, you know, shocking, because that seems like that would, it makes sense, right? Jump in there right away. So, of course. And just he's just different from, I guess, Obama's style. He just went down to, just kind of got down to business, okay? Here's what I'm saying, here's what we're doing, and then bump, 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 you know, taking a few questions. It's going to be fun to watch this tug of war between the media and this new president, which I think there's always a dance anyway, no matter who it is. Let's be honest, right? Do you think any of these guys want to deal with media, want to be asked, want to be questioned and probed? No. I don't care if they're a Republican or a Democrat, but I still think no matter what, we have to have of free media. We don't want state-run media. Whether there's people in the media you like, there's people in the media you don't like. You want the great thing about America, of course, is that we have freedom of speech and freedom of the press. We don't want to see that. We don't want to see that go away. All right, some more odds and ends, and these are pretty interesting ones. So, from the sports world, there was the huge Clemson victory, which was pretty interesting. Clemson in a very tight game, knocking off Alabama. And there's, believe it or not, there's still people celebrating that. I understand it. I understand the celebrating. In the meantime, the Bills have hired a new coach, Sean McDermott. The Broncos have hired a new head coach, Vance Joseph. And there are other teams looking for head coaches. So that's going to be a big storyline. And I know there's people out there listening that, believe it or not, you get tired of the politics. The buzz in your backyard is, what's your escape? It is. Your escape is sports or, you know, something else. And that's why on America Tonight, we're spreading it out for you. What we do, and you can always send me emails on this, or what I do is, to me, it's what's the 360-degree view? What's happening in Nevada? What's happening in California? What's happening in the Midwest? What's happening, like I just said, in the South? What is it? What is going on? And frankly, what is it that really gets under your skin? What really ticks you off and when you'd love to see changed? And you know what it is? One of them, of course, is healthcare and how much healthcare costs, access to good healthcare, what's happening to doctors. Remember, that was part of my big fear was doctors going away. I have a great doctor, and he's at the point where he really doesn't need to do this if he doesn't want to. But I think he doesn't want to let people down. He wants to make sure that his clients still have access to decent health care, and that's why he sticks, you know, that's why he sticks in it. Who knows how long he'll do it, but I think that for many of us, the common denominator is health care. We want health care that we can afford. We want health care that's fair, right? We want the ability to pay for health care. All right, this is something else, and I've said this before. I have cops in my family, have had people who have served, you know, over the years and currently do. I say serve because to me, that's you're serving the people, you're protect the people. If that's the goodwill, the intent, then more power to the people who go into that profession. But they just did a Pew survey, and the Pew survey said officers are more reluctant to use force and make stops. It's the they're calling this the Ferguson effect, that a lot of police officers are backing out of certain situations out of fear that their actions will be questioned after the fact. And it's been talked about but never really quantified. So this new study is suggesting that the effect is a reality, with three-quarters of officers surveyed saying that they are less willing to stop and question suspicious people. So the Pew Center is nonpartisan. They questioned about 8,000 officers from departments with at least 100 officers between May and August last year. And most of it ahead of the fatal shootings, by the way, of the five officers in Dallas, which we talked about, I covered, and three officers in Baton Rouge. They found a significant fear among cops about their safety and about carrying out some of the everyday acts of policing. Some of the key findings I'm going to give you real quick. 86% of, and because this affects all of us, right? This is what I call the buzz in your backyard. Police serve and protect us. Who do you call? 86% of officers said that fatal encounters between blacks and police have made policing more difficult. 93% said they're more concerned about safety. 76% said they're more reluctant to use force when appropriate. 75% said interactions between police and blacks have become more tense. 72% said they or their colleagues are more reluctant to stop and question people who seem suspicious. In 2014, a white officer in Ferguson, Missouri, shot and killed black teen Michael Brown, which, of course, set off the movement of getting a lot of scrutiny of police use of force, particularly against black citizens in the years since. Other fatal encounters with cops in cities like Baltimore, Baton Rouge, Milwaukee, Chicago, New York, have put officers under the microscope, especially as video has captured more of those, you know, events. And the survey suggests a big divide between police and the communities they serve on some of the social issues of the day. And we know the cities that are just, you know, we know the cities like Chicago, the worst with the highest murder rate. I have friends that lived in Chicago, moved from Chicago, went back to visit, and said, boy, this city is just not the same from end to end. It's not the same city that it was, and that's a shame. Okay, here's another big buzz for you. Congress is going to be briefed on the Russian hacking deal. They're going to do that on Thursday. And what the deal is here is, the briefings are going to be held with Senate members on Thursday and Friday. The members of the House, no, Thursday Senate, rather, Friday members of the House. The senators are going to be talking to the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, FBI Director Jim Comey, CIA Director John Brennan, and National Security Agency Chief Admiral Mike Rogers. And so this news of that comes a day after it was reported that a full intelligence report given to President Barack Obama and President-elect Donald Trump includes a summary of allegations that Russian President Vladimir Putin's government had collected compromising material about Donald Trump. So now, what's to come on that? I mean, what's the Senate and what's Congress going to do? What's the reaction to that going to be? I'm going to say it's not going to matter. I'm going to say it doesn't matter because I think you should always look into that. But you're seeing a change in leadership, and some of that is going to come from the top, and those positions are changing. So all the people I mentioned, the spots, et cetera, that all swings into a different direction pretty quickly here within the next couple of weeks. Now, after the inauguration, makes a big difference. And I'm just throw this one thing in here. The big question to me on this whole hacking thing is, how much money are we spending on the intel to lead to what? What's the desired outcome? To not have hacks. To stop hacks and thwart the people who are doing them. To get to the bottom of it, right? Get the people, prosecute the people. Let's get real and specifically find out who did what. Hang with us. Some great interviews coming your way next on America Tonight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Alright guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America tonight in our virtual green room, Mike Eaton. He's the CEO and founder of Hero Clean, and he joins us now in this edition of It's Your Business. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so Hero Clean, and I guess the gist of it is how men can be cleaning heroes. So explain that, because, of course, you know, a lot of alarm bells are going off right now as this leaves my lips. So tell us about the company and what that means.
So about 4 years ago, I found myself in the laundry detergent aisle and going down the aisle and opening up the bottles and smelling them all and buying the least offensive smelling one I could find. And it dawned on me. I was like, this is ridiculous. I don't use women's deodorant. I don't use women's shampoo. Why am I being forced to clean my clothes and my home with products that are essentially formulated and fragranced for women? And I thought, it's curious that there aren't any cleaning products lines for men. And so I started doing a little research on kind of what was going on with men in the country as well. And right now in the United States, 47% of the adult male population in this country is single. And it's growing at double-digit clips every decade.
Wow.
And so between that and the fact that 43% of all household chores are being done by men in married households, 42% of all groceries is now being purchased by guys, just between 70 and 100 million guys walking into grocery stores and walking down the cleaning products aisle, and there's absolutely nothing there that speaks to them, that's formulated for them, that's created for them. And so as a single guy at the time, I was like, you know what? I want this. No one seemed willing to build it, and so I built it myself. So I created a cleaning products line for guys that really kind of is formulated and fragranced, et cetera, for the sensibilities of how guys clean and what they like, and the packaging's masculine, et cetera, et cetera. So I kind of basically just copied what everyone is doing down the personal care aisle on deodorant and shampoo and all of that and translated over in the cleaning products aisle. And that's kind of how Hero was born.
So when you first delved into this, and you had a background in this kind of thing as far as brand marketing and even sponsorship, championships in some cool arenas.
Yep.
So it wasn't like it was a completely foreign concept to you. But is that what happens because you've worked with brands before? Like, wow, what a great idea, and it pops into your head as you realize.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The last 10 years of my career, I was kind of looking at entertainment properties and sports properties and trying to figure out how to make more money off them, so to speak. You know, I'm just kind of wired trying to figure out, well, maybe there's a different way to do things. And so, I don't know, it just kind of dawned on me in the grocery store. And selfishly, it was kind of the Donna Karan little black dress kind of business model as well, is that nobody was willing to build it. And so I built it myself because I wanted it, you know, and I didn't like what I was using to clean my clothes. I didn't like the way they smelled. I didn't like the cleaning products I was using because they were my mom's cleaning products. So I wanted to build something for myself, and that's what I did.
Wow. And when you go out and you set out to build something for yourself, how does that process start? Because I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart. So we, I had some friends who launched a sun care line, and they hooked me up with their fragrance house. And in talking to them and having this discussion, I'm like, I need somebody to help me formulate these products. They introduced me to a chemist, and kind of one thing led to the other, and he helped me kind of put together the original formulation line and introduced me to some contract manufacturers that kind of helped us kind of get off the ground. And since then, one relationship has led to another relationship. And, you know, a couple years later, we're now working with the world's top ingredients companies, manufacturing companies, fragrance companies, et cetera. You know, and since we've seen some success in the market, we actually have some first-to-market technologies in our product because we have such an interesting story and an interesting demographic that we're going after. There's a little bit of a groundswell of interest at the very high levels of some of these major companies just because we're kind of a new shiny toy in the cleaning products business where there aren't a lot of shiny toys.
And what's been the reaction to men that you tell it to and you see this product start to spread? What's been the reaction?
So, you know, interestingly enough, 50-year-old plus men don't get it. They're like, I don't even understand. Like, why would I need this product? You know, blah, blah, blah. Anyone in their 20s and early 30s immediately gets it. They're like, oh, my God, why doesn't this exist? So it's a very kind of generational differentiated reaction. But the group that we're going after is that, you know, those kids that just got out of college, first home, first job, up through kind of their mid-30s is our sweet spot. And the reaction has been absolutely fantastic because they come from a generation where customization and stuff made for them and, you know, they can put their names on their Nikes and order them directly. And so repurposing products from a different era and a different target demographic is not as welcomed as it had been in previous generations. And so we're kind of hitting on something with these guys that they seem to be open to.
Of all the products that you design, what's your favorite?
The odor eliminating spray, by far. It's interesting. So we launched at Target a year ago and sold our first bottle at Target. And Target's obviously got a different demographic in their stores in that it's very female-oriented. But the one demographic that kind of we also know that if we're going to be a successful brand, we need to get women to buy this as well. There are no products out there right now that moms can spray on little Johnny's hockey equipment where everybody's going to be happy. So if little Johnny's hockey equipment doesn't smell well and she goes and smell good and she sprays Febreze on it, little Johnny's not going to be very happy. Our odor eliminating spray was purchased 60% by women in Target because it's the only spray in Target right now that doesn't smell like flowers. And so we're seeing an interesting kind of market grow in that there are odor issues out there that there aren't a lot of solutions that aren't floral based. And so we've seen a lot of success with that odor eliminating spray. The reason I love the product myself is it's so easy to use and it's kind of our delay mechanism. So if you have something that doesn't smell great and you just kind of want to freshen it up a little bit, whether it's hockey equipment, your tennis shoes, sheets, a t-shirt, just spray it with this stuff. It smells great. We've got technologies in our new odor eliminating spray. We've got a microbe in it. It's a probiotic microbe that starves bacteria. So the odor is really the bacteria. So it doesn't allow the bacteria to grow because it has nothing to feed off of. And then it prevents it from ever growing down the road. So there's some really cool, interesting technologies we have in these products that really kind of lead to how guys clean and, you know, the clean cleaning, delay, male cleaning regimen, this odor-eliminating spray is that mechanism where you can continue to not clean and still have the appearance of cleanliness.
I love it. The appearance of cleanliness. So as somebody who knows how to market this kind of stuff, I mean, that's in your wheelhouse. I know that you can get it on Amazon. What made you decide on the packaging and how you were going to make it available to people?
So there's a couple things. Right now, our product line out in the marketplace, it's four different products. It's a laundry detergent, a dish and hand soap, an all-purpose cleaner, and the odor-eliminating spray that we discussed. The product line was put together to mimic a male cleaning regimen of that clean, delay. This is the least number of products you would need to clean everything. And our products are multi-use. You can use them on everything. They're not going to hurt anything. So, for example, you know, the major cleaning companies would love to have you buy 17 different spray cleaners to clean every little different surface. Like, you need one for wood and tile and marble and... it's all the same stuff, basically. And so our all-purpose cleaner you can use on every surface. Our dish and hand soap, it's great on hands, it's great on dishes, it's a good grease cutter if you need to make soapy water to wash your car, mop your floor. It's all very flexible. We spent a lot of time trying to figure out, all right, how can we make this guy easy, simplify this whole process if guys don't clean a lot and they're kind of confused with those myriad of products down there. From a packaging standpoint, we wanted to make sure that it felt very male. So we have a new branding and packaging look that's launching actually next week. And the products that are out in the marketplace right now are very kind of modeled after automotive-looking products. And we had a lot of reaction from the retailers that it looks a little too automotive. And so our new packaging is going to be dark. It's going to be very much like Axe and Nivea for men and Dove Plus Care for men. So we have like gunmetal gray bottles, and the labels are black with carbon fiber texture on it. And so we went super aggressive. So when somebody walks down the cleaning products aisle, they look at our brand, they're going to know it's for guys because it looks so different than anything else in that aisle. And we're really just trying to make that connection to say, you know, hey, listen, if you walk down the personal care aisle, you kind of get a sense that everything is going dark and manly and all that with the men's personal care products. We're just recreating that in the cleaning products aisle.
I love it. And, you know, you're a kid who grew up this way, right? Your father worked for Procter & Gamble for like four decades?
He was a career Procter & Gamble guy, for sure. Yeah, he's been retired for 18, 19 years, and kind of the running joke in the family is, Dad, I'm trying to ruin your retirement. For some reason, he doesn't feel threatened at the moment, but hopefully we can change that.
He's not threatened. I love it. Here's another thing I want to make sure that I tell everyone.
Yeah.
So for hero-clean.com is where you go, but also a portion of what you make goes to veterans. Tell me about that part.
Yeah, so we wanted to be a company that, you know, obviously creates great products. We're trying to create a new category in the cleaning products aisle, but we also want to give back. And when the brand started evolving in the hero name and the star, it just screamed military. And so back when I was putting this all together, a friend of a friend was starting a charity called the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. There's a guy named Paul Rykoff, and he's ex-military, ex-Wall Street, fireball. I mean, super, you know, he's the energizer bunny. And he created this charity that really focuses on a lot of PTSD issues. They're very involved in a lot of the government regulations as far as the VA hospitals, and he's one of those guys who's sitting in senator and house member offices all the time. And he was just getting off the ground when we were getting off the ground. We sat down, we met, and we have very similar views of our respective worlds as far as disruption, and there's a different way to do this and all of that, and it just kind of clicked. And so we've been partnered with them. We give 7% of our net sales to them, and we bring them to our retailer meetings. So, for example, Paul and I are actually going up and sitting down with the senior management of Target in a few weeks to come up with new ways that they can help veterans that work at Target and their guests that are also vets. So we want to be one of those companies that doesn't just write a check. We want them to be a part of the fabric of our company. And so we're doing that on a daily basis, trying to figure out new and better ways for our brand to also help them as well as try to make it a successful run for us.
I love it. Check it out. Mike Eaton, CEO and founder of Hero Clean. Mike, thanks.
Thanks so much for having me.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Starts with time, moves to how you live and learn how to die. Another face in this world that brings death to life.
We're continuing a conversation on the power of story, and who better to talk about that than Waldo Waldman. You know him as a CSP and a Hall of Fame speaker. He's an author, obviously motivational speaker, and leadership consultant, both of those, because sometimes you want to differentiate. And he's the founder of the Wingman Foundation. He's definitely a decorated fighter pilot, retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, combat veteran. He flew 65 combat missions. He's the author of Never Fly Solo, a New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestseller. And he's won a ton of awards. It would eat up all of VOE if we talked to him about all the awards during his military and speaking career, which is tremendous. And he also has an MBA as well, to throw that into the middle of everything. Waldo, thanks so much for talking with us.
Great to be here, Kate.
So your story, let's talk specifically about your story. First, let's go to your military service. I know that, you went to the Air Force Academy, and I know that I mentioned that you had the 65 combat missions. You were part of, what was it, Operation Allied Force in Yugoslavia and enforcing the no-fly zone in Iraq as well. Tell us about why you went into the military and what that was like going through the Air Force Academy and coming out on the other end.
To me, it was about challenge. I love challenge. I want to wake up every day pushing myself, challenging myself to grow. My dad always wanted me to go to West Point or Annapolis, but I'm like, there's no way I'm waking up at 6 a.m. for 4 years, Dad. There's no way. And then one of my guidance counselors mentioned the Air Force Academy to me. He shared some stories about opportunity, about the military, things that I was what I call innocently ignorant about. And that mentor coached me, enlightened me, and set me on a trajectory that really helped me land where I am today. And the military for me wasn't just about flying. You know, the Air Force wasn't just about flying. It was being in an environment where I was challenged, where I could push myself, where I can grow mentally, physically, academically, all those things. So it was a perfect opportunity for me. And then I eventually graduated, became an instructor pilot, and then a fighter pilot, combat missions, the whole nine yards, and then I got out of active duty in after 11 years, joined the reserve, stayed in for another 12, went to graduate school, worked in sales and marketing, and now I'm a speaker, obviously. But it was about really a challenge. I just love to be pushed.
And loving to be pushed, you know, not for nothing, it's not so easy to be an F-16 fighter pilot. What was it like the first, for you, the first flight?
Well, it was about preparation, really, about strapping in, being excited and thrilled, but knowing that you couldn't wing it. Flying a jet or sitting on a stage or standing on a stage doing a speech, I always say wingman never wing it. The challenge, the excitement, the fact that I put blood and sweat and energy into the things that were necessary for me to get in that cockpit was amazing. It was a gift. But here is the kicker about flying fighters to me in the military service and even as in our profession as entrepreneurs. It's that you have to earn your wings every day. Every time you strap in, you better be relevant. You better know the latest, greatest tactics and technologies. You better be able to look to your left and right and have a wingman, people in your life who you can go to for help. So it's about evolution, about being relevant. It's about grit and sweat and finally loving what you do. Because if you don't love flying fighters and being in combat and experiencing the thrill, the sacrifice, and if you don't love being on stage and earning that paycheck, you know, commanding our fee, I call it, rather than demanding it, then we have to do something else that we're willing to put the time and energy in, because our commitment, you know, at the end of the day is only tested when the fun stops.
Yeah, I like that, when the fun stops. So obviously you're still having a lot of fun and you're commanding it. But when you first took off and made that transition from flying, doing the military life and what you were doing there to the stage, what was your story like then when you made that transition?
I didn't know I always wanted to be a speaker. Many folks don't know that I overcame massive claustrophobia, panic attacks as a fighter pilot. It's part of my story. I was afraid of heights. There was all a bunch of things that I had to deal with to stay in the cockpit, to be relevant and get all the awards that I've got, that I received, and to succeed in combat. But when I got out, I wanted to be in the business world. I love the creativity component of it, the fact that you can carve your own path. As we all know, in the military, there's very little creativity. You have your orders, you have your plan, and you follow it. It's fun, but it just lacks that uniqueness as far as creating a future that's unique to your passion. So I went, got my MBA, and then I was in a couple of sales jobs. I was in technology sales, working in a distribution, selling defense contracting software. And then I was in merger and acquisitions, consultative sales, commission only. I did that for a few years, making $0 to $30K a month. And then I started selling for 3.5 months for an independent team building company. There were a bunch of military folks who did team building. And they said, Wally, you're a fighter pilot. We'd love to help you, or we'd love you to help us sell. I sold for them, and then I learned the business that way in my part time. And then a few years after that, I started speaking. The bottom line is this. If you want to make it in our profession, if you're going to talk about sales, get into sales. If you want to talk about leadership, put yourself into leadership positions, even if it's on a nonprofit board or a volunteer position. Earn your wings. I love to say we have many thought repeaters and very few thought leaders, right?
Yeah.
Don't just spew, right? Don't just spew the stuff you're reading from a Tony Robbins or a John Maxwell book. Get out there, get experience, and demonstrate the scars, the battle damage, the victories and failures. So when you take the platform, they say, wow, he or she has been there, done that, they have credibility. And that's what I wanted to do before I decided to become a speaker. Put in the time, don't just read books and go to NSA conventions. Get experience. It'll make you more relevant, more viable, and more juicy to those prospects who are trying to decide between you and the dozens of other speakers out there.
Yeah, I love it. That's great advice. One of the things you do, too, is you give back. You have the Wingman Foundation. Tell us about that, because that is definitely part of your story, too.
So this is a foundation for veterans and their families in need. I give to other nonprofits who have viable charities and who need income and funds and awareness for the people they serve. For example, I gave to Higher Heroes. I've given to Wounded Warriors, a bunch of different other folks, organizations. I put an event together a few years ago called The Ultimate Wingman. My twin brother and I put it together, and we had around 300 folks in Atlanta, Georgia. We recognized and rewarded a few, 3 to 4 unsung heroes in the military and or their families who were doing amazing things, serving the communities, et cetera. And we had, it was a beautiful event, plated dinner, three screens on the stage. I lost like 5 years out of my life because it was such a pain in the rear to run. Gave me a great appreciation of what our meeting planners have to go through. And so I write checks and do a lot of things behind the scenes, and I've been on CNN and Fox News just talking about this, and it's been a lot of fun giving back.
All right, perfect place to end this, Waldo Waldman. Thank you so much.
I want to share one thing. Remember, we don't need to give back through nonprofits. We do it coaching each other, spending time on the phone, helping out our NSA peers. So put your time in behind the scenes, NSA Wingman, and you'll get a better reputation as well. God bless you.
What a treat to catch up with Waldo Waldman. You know, if you look him up, you'll see it. But imagine all those flights in F-16. And he's right. He talked about having claustrophobia. He had a strange accident, or he's had a weird accident, a diving accident. This happens. A scuba mask broke while he was descending on a dive. And he got severe claustrophobia as a result of it, but he overcame that, and then he continued to fly for the rest of his years on duty. I used to be a scuba diver, so if anyone knows about diving, that's amazing to overcome that. I was always worried about that in descending in the mask, and they would talk about what would happen and what you had to do. But anyway, he then was in the Air Force Reserves. He talked about that a little bit, and then he eventually retired with over 2,600, specifically 2,650 flight hours and 65 combat missions. So, and then got his MBA while he was in the Air Force and started working, as he said, in the sales department of a technology company when he retired, and he went on to work for commission at a mergers and acquisition firm before he went into his own deal of Wingman Enterprises. So it's good. He fits into lots of different categories, including It's Your Business. Again, what a treat to catch up with Waldo Waldman. There you go. Thanks so much for listening to America Tonight.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.